Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. All right. All the holiday festivities are over, New Year's Eve parties, all of that stuff. If you have kids, are probably back at school. And chances are this is the week that you may be thinking that, all right, it is time for me to get like back on the wagon here, right? We've all probably stepped away from a lot of things that we normally do. So before you jump all in, I want you to listen to this episode because today I'm going to be covering with you 4 steps to go through to help you kind of return back to some of your routines that maybe you walked away from after the holidays. All right. And this is going to be an easy, non-crazy, and we aren't going to change 8,000 things all at once. All right. So let's go ahead and jump in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm the creator of the Top Program and Top Planner, teaching all things time management, organization, and productivity for women. I'm also a mom and wife, and just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Guess what? You don't have to feel constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. There is another way. When you have the right systems and tools to plan and manage your time, you can live a life of harmony. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time, planning, and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed, this is the show for you. And if you're new here, I'd love to get you started with my work-life harmony assessment. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Megan Sumrall with the word harmony, and my team will send it right over. Hey, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. So here we are. We are over the hump. The new year has started. We're starting to settle back into, quote, normal routines. And I know for a fact that for a lot of us, myself included, usually those last few weeks of the year, sometimes even the entire last month, creates an environment where we really get away from a lot of our regular routines, right? We're taking vacation time. We may be doing travel. We may be having visitors. If you've got kids, they've been out of school for a while. If you've got older kids, sometimes they're home for over a month, right? Between semesters in college. And usually it is this time of the new year where like, this is the week where we're kind of like, okay, I got to get back into my routines. And so I wanted to spend some time today giving you some tips on how to get back into routines that maybe you have stepped away from for a while, because I want you to make sure that you avoid one of the biggest pitfalls that I see women do. And it is namely this. We will maybe on a Sunday night, maybe you just did this a couple nights ago. You're like, okay, like this is the week. It's finally my first full week back into the year. I'm going to get back on top of everything. I'm basically going to change 15 things at once, right? Maybe I've stepped off of my morning routine. Maybe I've stepped away from my fitness routine. Maybe my resets routine. Maybe you've got a processing your notes every week, all these little mini routines you've had, and you decide this is the week I'm going to bring all of them back. And when we do that, we are setting ourselves up for failure. Too much change all at once. While it might feel exciting in those first couple days, your body and your brain just can't keep up with that. So I want to walk you through a couple things to think about as you are trying to shift back into some routines that maybe you have stepped away from. All right. First and foremost is this: pick one. I want you to start with one routine that you maybe have stepped away from that you find most valuable to yourself, and make the commitment this week that this is the week you're going to bring that back in. But here's a caveat that I really, really want you to listen to. You may need to tweak or change your routine from what you had been doing to what you might need to do now. I want to repeat that. Just because you had a routine that you were doing maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks ago doesn't mean that that exact same routine is going to continue to serve you exactly as it is. You know, something happens in life that causes me to step away from a routine. Before I just blindly say, all right, I'm going to get back on that horse, I'm going to start doing it again tomorrow, it's really important for you to take a few minutes and review it, to have that honest dialogue with yourself of, is the routine that I had been doing as it stands still in service to me now? Now, I'm going to walk you through an example of this. So if you've been kind of walked away from your routines, I will tell you the first routine that I would encourage you to bring back, if maybe, you know, you have 5 or 6 to choose from, is if you've stepped away from your morning routine. I firmly believe that your morning routine, whatever it looks like for you, is the foundational routine that can really set you up for success for the entire day. I believe so strongly in the importance of morning routines. I have an entire mini course that my students go through inside the TOP program that guides you through a process to help you create a morning routine that actually is based on your personality type and your schedule so that it really serves you. A morning routine is a game changer. So let's say maybe over the holidays, it's been several weeks and I've just been enjoying sleeping in or whatever, and I've completely stepped away from my morning routine. And I'm now realizing, okay, this week it's time for me to get back on that, you know, start setting the alarm earlier and bringing that morning routine back in. But before I do that, I'm going to take a few minutes and actually write down, what was my morning routine? What was the routine that I had been doing prior to stepping away? And then as I'm looking through that, I am going to then look at, what is my plan for this week? Do I have any new constraints? Do I have any new things that are coming into my life that might make the existing routine no longer the right routine for me? And the reason why this is especially important at the new year is chances are you may have a goal that you've started on, right? And maybe that new goal and that new action plan that you've created to achieve your goal might actually compete a little bit with your morning routine. So if I'm using morning routine as an example, maybe you have a desire to run a 5K race and you've got one scheduled in March or something. And what this is meaning for you is that now you are going to be getting up and running in the morning. And maybe that had not been part of your routine before. Well, you running in the morning and what your existing morning routine was, they mate together, kind of battle each other for time. So this is what I mean by it's really important for you to sit down and look at that morning routine, look at the realities of what are any new constraints or changes in your schedule or routines you have right now, to make sure that the morning routine that you're going to step back into is one that still serves you. Now, sometimes when I go through this quick review, I may find that, yep, my old routine is exactly what I want to go back to. Other times I might realize, ooh, you know what? I'm going to need to change that up a little bit. So we've got to do that after step one, which is pick the one routine you're going to bring back in. That step two is let's review it and make sure that it is still serving you. Let's make sure that we're just not blindly doing something that doesn't make sense anymore. Now, step three in this process to help you get back on track with your routine is to create either an accountability process or a really easy way that makes it a gentler kind of introduction back into it. Let me explain what I mean. I realize that doesn't sound super clear. So the first option, as we're looking at bringing a new routine back in, is to say, is there something that I can anchor this to that I'm already doing to make it easy for me to ease back into that routine. Okay. So maybe with your morning routine, there is something that you want to bring into it and it's an additional 5 minutes and you just decide, you know what, I am already today getting up and making a cup of coffee when I get up in the morning. So I can now anchor, meaning connect this routine to the activity I'm already doing. Anytime we're bringing something new in, if there is the opportunity for you to say, I'm going to do this right after this activity I'm already doing on autopilot, it's going to set you up for a little bit more success. Now, there may not be that, okay? So for instance, you may be bringing back into routine that requires you to set your alarm a little bit earlier. So there's nothing really to anchor it to, right? You're sound asleep. This is an opportunity where you may want to reach out and find a buddy to say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Are you working on getting up a little bit earlier as well? Let's check in with each other each day as kind of that partnership. Some people would call it an accountability partner. I struggle with using that phrase of accountability partner only because I believe you can really only be accountable to yourself, right? But sometimes when you have that partner in crime, it can help motivate you a little bit easier to get up and do that work. I have two friends right now that I'm in a group with where we are checking in each day and encouraging each other on some of our fitness goals as well. So we've picked our routine, we've reviewed it to make sure it's okay. We've looked for opportunities to anchor it or to find, you know, a buddy system with that. And then the fourth step in here now, you knew I was going to go here, right? Is to make sure that this routine is present in your weekly plan. So we need to, it's one thing to say, I'm going to get back to doing this routine. It's a whole other one to make sure that we have actually accounted for that time in our weekly plan. Because the secret to actually getting stuff done, again, this is why I always say a task list is not a plan. Saying I'm going to do it does not set you up for success. Actually looking at your weekly plan and knowing when specifically these routines are happening is what will make sure that you have the time that you need to do it. All right. So those are the four steps that you can go through to really help you get back on top of that routine. Pick one to start with, review it to make sure it's still okay. Then third step, look for a way to anchor it or maybe get a buddy system where you guys can support each other on that. And then number four is making sure it's actually showing up in your weekly plan. Now, you may have a number of routines that you want to get back into. I would encourage you to just reintroduce one each week. And if it's one that, you know, is feeling really hard for you, you may need to sit on that one for a couple of weeks before you introduce a new one. All right. Let's avoid that common pitfall of saying, like, I'm starting everything over from scratch, right? If you listen to last week's episode where I was talking about, you know, my disfavorable view of the phrase new year, new you, this is kind of in alignment with that, right? We don't want to do that. I'm throwing everything away and I'm starting over. No, let's set ourselves up for success. Let's just get back into routines and habits in a calm, intentional, peaceful way that will actually set ourselves back up. All right. So here's what I would love for you to do. If you are realizing there are some routines that you need to get back into, I would love for you to come DM me and let me know. You can just find me at the @ Megan Sumrall. Let me know which one routine you are bringing back in to your planning for this week. And hey, maybe the routine for you might be doing your weekly planning. That's another great one to pick as well. All right, have a great week and I'll see you guys back here again next week. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.